There are tantrics. How do they get power? Well, there are two different things here. And, are they cheating? See, tantra is also a way of approaching a higher reality. Tantra itself is not bad. Tantra essentially means one simple thing, that there is the moksha traditions, which focus on a rigid separation between matter and spirit. That matter has to be rejected and spirit has to be embraced. In tantra, matter is seen as a means to the spirit. Now, to some extent, in bhakti, deity worship is also a form of tantra, where we see the deity is Krishna manifesting as in a form that is made of matter. The deity is not matter, but deity is manifesting in a form made of matter. That is tantra. But tantra, as it is commonly understood today, is where matter and subtle energies associated with matter, are used to control and dominate other people. So there is a right-hand tantra, which is meant where matter is seen as a means to elevate towards spirit. But in left-hand tantra, the subtle powers associated with matter are used to manipulate, control, and there are certain processes by which certain powers can be acquired. Certain people can acquire, have some siddhis also. Just like in day-to-day society, we see some people have outstanding memories. Some people have outstandingly poor memories. The diversity is there. So like that, some people have some kind of special powers. They can get some siddhis. So basically, at the level of the mind, certain people may have certain endowments by which they acquire certain powers. Now, based on those powers, they can either do good, they can do some harm. So that those powers they have acquired by their past karma. It's like some people by past karma may have very good memories. Some people by past karma may have not such good memories. So like that, some people by past karma get some powers. Now, how they use it, that is their present karma. If they use it for doing some good, then they'll get good results. If they use it for doing something bad, then in principle, it is the same as, say, some politician getting a lot of power. So Hitler, by his past karma, was meant to be a very powerful person. But then he used that power for disastrous purposes. So the way he used that power, that's a simple, some tantrics may use, they may not be using political means in the sense of grabbing state power, but they're essentially the same principle. See, by our past karma, we get certain powers. And how we use it now, we will get either good results or bad results based on that.
To Mayavadi.